Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye.
Jaron Van Etten is a singer-songwriter from New Jersey who's since moved to Brooklyn after some time and a discouraging relationship in Tennessee. The music for this session was recorded at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. She got a lot of attention for her 2010 album Epic, and her career has been steadily growing since then. Her third and latest album, Tramp, was released on Jaguar last month and was produced by Aaron Dessner of The National, who also plays on the record. I started out our conversation asking Sharon to trace her journey from New Jersey to her home now in Brooklyn.
I grew up in New Jersey, and after high school, I moved to Tennessee. And I lived there for about 5 or 6 years, and I moved back up north, started writing songs, totally lucked into a tour with Meg Baird in UK, and met up with her in England, and when we were traveling around, I got to meet Greg Weeks through her because they played in Espers together. I gave him a CD of my home recordings back in the day when I still handmade them, and he later asked me if I wanted to record a record at his studio in his house, and I recorded my first record in Philadelphia with Greg Weeks. Through him, I was introduced to Brian McTeer, who runs the Weather Vane organization, and I did their first Shaking Through series, which is a 2-day documentary of the writing, recording, mixing of his song.
And you went on to work somewhat with him on Epic. And I noticed a lot of mixing was done at his studio in this on Tramp too.
Yeah, I had an amazing time doing the song Love More for Weather Vane, which XPN has helped out immensely. And I recorded and mixed all of Epic at Minor Street Studio in Philly. For this new record Tramp, we did most of the recording in Aaron's studio and Dessner's studio in Brooklyn. But there were a few songs that we wanted a different drum sound, and we wanted a live take of a couple songs to make it a more band vibe. So the Philadelphia studio made the most sense, and it was nice to have a little bit of familiarity on this record, too. I have some really unique sound in that space.
Well, I want to go to the stage and hear the performance of Serpents, which is one of the ones people have been hearing a bunch of. This is from Tramp. This is Jaron Van Etten live at World Cafe Live.
Thank you.
That is Serpents. Sharon Van Etten is our guest today, and we're getting a chance to talk about the music on Tramp, the new album. And you had a chance to record this album with Aaron Dessner at his space in Brooklyn. And people know Aaron. They know him from the band with his brother, The National. Sonically, what an amazing combination of working with him, I would think, for you. How did you meet, and how did the working relationship come about?
Well, I was on tour opening up for Megaphon a few years ago. It was right before I went into the studio for Epic. And Brad and Phil Cook woke me up to show me a video of Justin Vernon and Aaron and Bryce Dessner covering Love More for their music festival in Cincinnati, Music Now. And I woke up in tears. It was a really surreal experience to see people who I respect, whose records that I buy, covering one of my songs. All of a sudden, I felt a little bit more relevant and a little more confident in my own work. And confident enough where my friends talked me into getting in touch with them to see if they would want to be involved in the making of Epic. But they were recording, finishing up their amazing records that just came out. But they had offered down the road to work together again. And Aaron offered up his garage studio if I ever wanted to demo out songs. So I got back in touch with him later when I was ready with new demos. I think I gave him about 30 over the course of a few days of hanging out and getting each other's sensibilities of how we like to write and record and what I'm looking for on this new record, the vibe, the sonically what I want to be different about it than Epic.
How would you describe that? What were you looking for?
Well, you know, Epic was mostly me learning how to have a band and write with a band, and I wanted to take it further. I wanted to learn how to use the space more effectively and set the mood more and have more drone through it and show that I have more sides of myself than I've been able to show so far. And he really understood that. I gave him a few album references and he was able to interpret my really I have very minimal technical speak, but he was able to interpret it for me to other people.
Well, that's good, because what you're looking for is the emotional result. You don't really exactly care how it gets there.
Exactly.
I'd like to go back to the stage, because there's a song on here that I really like called Give Out, and you did a really nice performance of that. Thank you.
not because I always hold on. It might be I always hold out. It might be I always hold out. I am biting my lip as confidence is speaking to me. I loosen my grip.
Give out. We were talking to Sharon Van Etten about Tramp and some of the making of this new album. People have been interpreting that title as having to do with the fact that you were on the road forever. Is that part of it?
It's definitely part of it. You know, I like to have a joke with a little bit of a double meaning. I'm a fan of the pun, as most of my friends and most people that know me know that. But I wanted the title of the record to be really strong and really simple. But there was so much going on with me at the time. For 2 years, I didn't really have a home. I was touring so much, and I crashed with friends in between. When I was recording the record, all my off time was spent recording. I crashed on couches, and when I was wearing out my welcome, I would sublet apartments when I needed time alone or to stay with my parents. While I was doing word games, Tramp, the original meaning of Tramp is to be homeless and to be traveling. Australia, New Zealand, Tramp means to camp. But also, I'm a total goofball, and Charlie Chaplin is the original Tramp. I was also him for Halloween 1 year. But then also, there's the double standard of Tramp, where when you use the word for a man, it's looked as endearing, but when it's used for a woman, it's looked upon as derogatory. And I just wanted to kind of own it a little bit. This whole record is kind of about being myself and confronting myself and owning that word in all the senses.
So many women, when they start making music, even if they don't mean to, they end up having an image of some sort of who they are, and it's like very broadly based. And you seem to me to be very much, I expect you have to work at this, to not particularly project any image.
I'm trying to just be myself. I mean, the way that I write is just trying to be a better person and know myself better and be honest with myself. And someone pointed out to me a while ago with the album artwork that the imagery started as line drawings to a painting to now a photograph. And if you look at them all in a row, they smiled because they just said, it looks like you're becoming yourself again, you know? Mm. And writing has really helped me to do that. So I wanted to be really upfront with this record and with how I'm portrayed to the public. I want them to see me as a normal person. I'm a human being. I'm not like this huge, like crazy diva superstar person. I'm a total dork who wears jeans and hardly wears makeup, you know.
But you do it well. There are a couple of, if you go to shows, there are a couple of 7-inches available. One of them is a Serpents, and the other is a really great song called Leonard. But there, of course, if it's a single, it's got to be a flip. And there's a song on here which you we have a performance of, and I wanted to play, called A Life of His Own, which, if I may say so, is one of your most straightforward. I'm curious as to why it was a B-side and not on the record.
It didn't make sense as a whole on the record. It was. It should have. And in some ways, I wish it could be on Epic. Now that I think about
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Yeah, because it's about that subject matter, I guess, in a way.
It's like, and it's a little more country, and it is a lot more stripped down. But it was one of the first songs we recorded in the studio, and then as we got more into the other songs, it just kind of made less sense as a whole. I love that song. And I actually wrote it around the same time as Give Out. So it was kind of between, do we have Give Out on the record or do we have Life of His Own? And I felt like Give Out really summed up more where I'm at, although they both had a similar message, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sonically, maybe Give Out might work a little better on the record, so that's interesting. But this is a beautiful performance, a lovely performance of Life of His Own.
Smiles in my eyes, and he loves me.
Thank you so much.
Jaren Van Etten on stage at World Cafe Live with one you will not find on Tramp, but the flip of the Lynyrd single is called Life of His Own, the B-side. Well, congratulations on Tramp, and thanks a lot for playing live.
Thank you so much for having me back.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.